Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? We're doing this in a little bit location in the house for people that's watching on YouTube and people that's listening live. So I can't promote much of this, but I'm going to try my best to because of other stuff that's going on. My Facebook page is gone, and I had to make a new one, which kind of sucks. But I'm not saying what name it is, just in case the haters are listening. But anyway, ooh, excuse me, I just got something like caught in my throat. But welcome to the show. Let's see, I guess I can talk about what happened this weekend. Did my normal thing, but except for Sunday, I went to a show. I went to help out a friend. Because, like, I'm trying to do the loyalty thing of being a friend and say that I was going to help, I'm going to help. So I did that, and the show was good, but only saw, like, most of it, and I missed the rest of it. The rest of it I'm probably going to have to watch on film, because there's a few angry wrestlers that I guess they didn't want me there because they worry about my background. It's just ridiculous. And it's just like they can't get over it. Like, I'm there. I'm not bothering you, so don't bother me. But it's just so stupid. It's just like, I'm not bothering them, so they're not bothering me. And it seems like what some of these local wrestlers, all they focus on is about my past, and they don't know the full information about it, even when I try to tell them. They act like once a criminal, always a criminal type thing, which is not true. Like, but there are criminals that go out there and repeat, which you think you learned your lesson when you're going to jail, but some people don't. But for me, like, what happened is, like, I didn't know about it until it was too late. And, like, I was 19. And, like, I was, like, the age I am now. They just don't understand. And the same thing is like being said that I think this is kind of like the last straw for me for local wrestling. So people can get it out their head. I wasn't banned from going to local wrestling. I'm just not going to go because of the drama that they cause. And, like, they tried the police, and the police was like, since I ain't done nothing wrong, I can just let me be. But they ain't like they couldn't. So it's just kind of stupid. But whatever, move on. They need to grow up, get a life, and just do what they need to do with themselves. Not worry about me. If I ain't bothering you, don't bother me. But some people. And I guess, like, It did take effect a little bit on me. Took a little bit of a toll. Because it's like, I'm trying to be like loyal to a friend and they just, it's just crazy. Like, people just need to get a life. So, forget the haters. I'm going to move on. And they're going to move on. Because if they don't realize, like, there are some people that knew about some of these wrestling shows was because of WFSO. And although we try to get, you know, people to go to, like, wrestling shows and stuff, local wrestling shows, they rather choose WWE over and all of them, like, Impact and stuff over independent wrestling. But I'm sorry but to say this, but the independent wrestling here in this area is dead. And the only reason I see that is dead because it's like people don't, they worry about more about the people than worry about themselves and how, like, entertain the show. So that's just, it's just silly. It's like, worry about more about entertaining people and have people come to your shows every month than trying to worry about some people that are there to help or they're just fans or whatnot. It's just crazy. Like, unbelievable. I know I can talk about this all day long, but I'm not because there's no point to it. But I am going to mention something. Like, NBA 2K20 was released this past Friday. I don't have it yet because I'm still playing 2K19, but I guess when I was playing it yesterday, then you go to the neighborhood park, you see not that many people in there. But they'd probably be busy with 2K20, which works for me. I'm not saying I'm not going to get it, but I'm going to get it. Just going to wait to the end of the month to do that. But, excuse me. Also, just on the preview that they show on the game looks pretty good and just can't wait to get it. Just mess with the rosters and things like that. And plus, like, add some people that they didn't add on the last game. So, and you know the sad thing is, some of y'all don't know this, and some of y'all do. I'm going to go back to the wrestling a little bit. We had a trophy for this year's Team Mistake, but unfortunately, thanks to a certain someone, the show got canceled. And we got this trophy. Mainly, we got it for nothing. So I don't know what I'm going to do with it or how I'm going to do it. But I might just declare myself the winner. Just make the hairs get mad some more. It is a nice looking trophy. But not as big as our usual. It's kind of like how the very first King of the State trophy, how the height is. But hopefully we'll figure out something. If not, I'm just going to clear myself the winner. And just let them hate on me more. Let me just try to wrap it back up. Oh, Jesus. This is weird. I do want to pop these bubbles, but I just got to wait until I do something with this trophy. But, anyway, for those who are watching on YouTube, I apologize about the lighting in here. I'm by light, but unfortunately, it's not helping. Not helping much. But, see, there's wrestling going on. They finally got the final two of the King of the Ring tournament. I think it was Chad Gable. I was falling asleep on SmackDown because it wasn't boring or anything like that. That's not it. But I was just, maybe I was a little bored. But I was just tired all day and just didn't want to do anything today. But I just, I just wanted to do nothing, just rest up and stuff. So well, I know, like I said, we got stuff going on with the channel starting next month. I can't wait for that, and I guess I'm hoping that we can get a few sponsors, because we're talking to a few people, and maybe we get some sponsoring going on. And I'm going to try to get the increase of the radio show, just so people know, like, what's going on. So they can listen to us. So this just sucks. I can't promote on my new page, but I can probably get it promoted on Hazel's page. Maybe I probably will post it on my page, but we'll see. We're gonna take a little bit of a break. You guys get to listen to on people that's watching on YouTube, so don't take a break, and if I can get this thing, there we go. We'll be right back.
Be starting something.
And we're back. I hope y'all enjoy that song. So, as I was saying about the King of the Ring tournament, the final is going to be this Sunday. So, it seems like it's going to be Chad Gable versus Baron Corbin. And the thing that I didn't like was, like, Shane McMahon adding himself to be, you know, the participant, although Elias was injured. But, yeah, so it's going to be interesting, but I don't know. Part of me is thinking that Baron Corbin is going to win it just because they know nobody doesn't, they know, like, the fans don't like him. He's a good heel. So it's just going to be something with those two. So just can't wait. Of course, the Clash of Champions is this Sunday. Am I going to do something about it? I'm probably just going to, like, order some food and get some food from wherever store I go to and just go from there and just enjoy ourselves. Let's see, we have, yeah, they mentioned, like, every title was going to be on the line. Well, this is going to be funny with the 24/7 championship belt. That's going to be interesting because it's got to be defended at some point. So, as far as I know right now, R-Truth has the belt. So, it's going to be interesting how it's going to be defended and how they're going to do this. They might as well just have, like, a, I would say, maybe like a battle royal or something. That would at least get some people, you know, going for it and interested in it. So that would be cool. Ooh. Let's see. You got that. Of course, the Intercontinental Championship match. You got The Miz and Shinsuke Nakamura going for it. See, you also have Raw Women's title with Sasha Banks versus Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch is the champion. That SmackDown Women's Championship match with Bayley defending it going against Charlotte Flair. You also have, of course, the Raw Tag Team Championships, but they didn't mention anything about the SmackDown Tag Team Champion being defended. But it's kind of weird. I can't even remember who are the SmackDown Tag Team. Oh, yeah, the New Day. Duh. They ain't being used because they selling off their injuries or whatnot. So, yeah, the New Day is going against the Revival. They did mention that. I forgot. Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman is going against Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode. I don't know why he called himself Robert Roode. Bobby Roode was better, but anyways. Then you got the WWE Championship. You have Kofi Kingston versus Randy Orton in a SummerSlam rematch. Yeah, Roman Reigns versus Eric Rowan. I know they just call him Rowan. But I probably gotta rewatch SmackDown tomorrow because I fell asleep on it. But let's see, in the Universal Championship belt, that's on the line. Yeah, the tag team champions going against each other for the belt. So I think you know, with the names of the pay-per-views that they going with WWE, I don't know, part of me just think that they should, I'm just thinking that some of the names, I know they want to stick with some of the WCW pay-per-view names and stuff, like with Clash of the Champions. But in Starrcade, I'm thinking that they should, like somebody was like mentioning here when we was talking yesterday that they should bring back Halloween Havoc, which I can understand why they would want that back, but they have Hell in a Cell, and although Hell in a Cell is kind of early this coming month, like October 6th, so I know they got to get their matches, like, get them straight up headlines and stuff like that real quick. And part of the reason why y'all don't know, if some of y'all don't know, why they doing the Hell in a Cell so early, is because they have another, I think it's going to be in, is it going to be Austria or Saudi Arabia, but they're going to have another international pay-per-view. So who knows who they're going to have on there or what's going to happen on that. But interesting. I had, so there's a lot of stuff that's going to be going on with wrestling in the fall and winter. I say especially like Chicago, they're going to have a lot going on. And here with like, November, December, there's a lot of wrestling shows that's going to be going on. But if some people go to like independent shows, be my guest. But I'm sorry, but right now, independent wrestling, like I said, is dead to me. But it just, they don't, it's like, it's all like the same people. You don't use like new people, like to build them up or anything like that. Most of them down here, they don't do that, but probably a lot up north, they do that. But man, just sad, sad, sad. But anyways, yeah, I know we got over 2 minutes left on Blog Talk Radio, and I gotta end it anyway because I got some stuff to do. But check out our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.Weebly.com, and just check out like special events and also with like upcoming meet and greets that's going on in Wisconsin. I'm trying to think what else. Look for Wrestling Fans Speak Out on Facebook and on Twitter. Although I haven't been much on Twitter, which I need to. But anyways, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Yeah, 90 seconds. It said 90 seconds on the phone, but it's like, there's a minute and 7 on the stream, so just kind of weird. Let's see what else. Also, stay tuned for like upcoming programs and stuff. Don't forget about what we got, the shows that's going on starting in October. If you can, if you're watching on the screen right now, the date is on there for like the show. So you got the Arthur Smith Mix, Clapback. That may not even go on. It might just be just the Arthur Smith remix. Wednesday, you got Hazel Runs Her Mouth, her own show. Then you have WFSO Bucks Talk. So that's on Thursday. And WFSO Vanview will be mostly Sundays, but sometimes on Friday, like days before the WWE pay-per-view. So look out for that. And that's all the time we got here. So I'm telling everybody, I'm going to do the show next week. I'm probably going to do a couple more. Then I'm probably going to do like ones that's on YouTube only. So check out the website, check out our Facebook page and our Twitter page. Until then, you have a good night, and we'll see y'all next week.